Hello guys and gals, this is Thunder Dogos 3 and Merry Christmas. It's another kind of year and a lot of us have learned, hopefully a lot of us have learned something. It's not uncommon that a lot of us wouldn't really realize the good things in this life. And during Christmas, it's the best thing, it's the best time to analyze what are the things that I have really enjoyed this year. What are the things that brought me joy? What are the things that I have improved on myself? You don't need to focus on gifts because it's not really the whole meaning of Christmas. I'm really sorry, I'm kind of sick. If my voice sounds a bit deeper, it's because of my cough. I still have work today, so yeah. But you don't focus on what you got for Christmas, because usually the best things that you can get is new lessons, new learning experiences, your growth, the pain you have experienced this year. Look back on it. I know New Year is the time you should be doing that, but to be honest, it shouldn't be just the New Year. It should be now, because in the New Year, you should be focusing on how can I improve myself more? In the next year, how can I be a better me? What are the things that I want to do for next year? How can I become a better person? So you don't usually need to focus on trivial things, to be honest. I just realized that this year that usually when we focus too much on trivial things, what would happen is that it would burn us out a lot. It's not the best thing. It's not the best way to go on your life. If you love something, don't burn yourself out on it. Because if you do burn yourself out on it, you would start to hate that thing. One of the reasons why I actually uploaded the Thank You Medical for the medical department in a game I am in. One of the reasons why I uploaded it is I want to give my appreciation to a lot of the people who are there. Especially the one with the Topaz family. And I mean, I have been part of a lot of that game's family, quote-unquote, things. I've been part of a family called Estreos, and I do appreciate that they have also done well. I have learned that this year sometimes it's very hard to, you know, to kind of focus yourself, to focus on yourself if you tend to look at everybody else. I'm not, how do I put this? I stopped doing it, to be honest. Before, I usually compare myself to others. Even in the medical, in that game, I usually compare myself to others. Like, how could I be like them? How could I achieve that status? And then as the year gets closer, I was like, you know what? As long as I make other people enjoy the game itself, that shouldn't matter. That should be at the back of my mind. Like, getting at where they are shouldn't be the main thing I'm focusing on. Because when it was my focus, I tend to get burnt out easily. I tend to hate the game more and more. And it's the worst way to go. That you would hate the game that you once loved. It's not just in games, to be honest. It applies in real life too. You don't need to push yourself too hard on something. Because once you get sick and tired of it, you would start to hate it. And if you loved something at the start and slowly started hating it, it's kind of bad. It's not just kind of bad, it is bad. That's why if you can give yourself some time, if you're gonna compare yourself to someone compared to yourself before, you know, this year has actually been a lot of growing for me. It actually made me appreciate my life more. Especially, I haven't actually shared it, but I actually got COVID and dengue like month apart. So it made me appreciate that I'm still here, I'm still alive, still giving content to those who are listening to me. I appreciate it so much because it's like, I thank the one up above that I'm not taken prematurely. I thank the ones above that even if I have those intrusive thoughts, they help me, you know, not focus on those thoughts too much. And to be honest, one of the best things that came out this year is discovering the Topaz family. I'm not gonna dwell too much on them. I'm just gonna say thank you to them, to a couple of players too, like Al Topaz, Venus Mesa, T Mesa. I do appreciate them a lot. Archaic, I appreciate you a lot too. Yeah. A lot of friends that has been with me from the start. Especially Mel or Millie, as I usually call them. I appreciate that I've met you this year where I would have really needed you on my side. Not personally on my side, but you would be there when I needed you. To Satomi, thank you that during one of my low times, you were there, just trying your best to talk to me, just trying your best to check on me and see how I'm doing. I appreciate you for that. Who else? Like, there's a lot of people that I actually enjoyed their company this year. I have two Japanese friends. Thank you for making this year enjoyable too. I'm gonna use their in-game, their Discord name. Not gonna give the tag. Vestralia, thank you so much for, and Velsa, thank you so much. Like, I just want this episode for me to be appreciating everyone that has helped me this year, that helped me to discover more, to learn more. And also helped me, like, during my low times. Thank you so much. There is a lot of things that I wanted to happen next year. One of them, hopefully, is me getting, getting sick less. I mean, lesser. Because it's just, this year, it's like a 1-2 punch of sickness. Again, I'm currently sick with a cough. So, if I have a deeper voice, and I'm not sure if I can actually do this, like a deeper voice me. So, if you do enjoy this, just tell me on a Discord if you're in any of the Discord channels I am in. Just tell me that I enjoyed your deeper voice. It's really nice. I'm just wishful thinking, but yeah. I know I haven't done my best this year. I'm really sorry for those who have been listening to me. I'm sorry I haven't really done the best this year. I haven't released like the promised twice a month podcast to LLG. I do wish that we can pursue more of the LLG talks. Although, I do apologize for my international listeners, especially for my American listeners. I do apologize that When I do LLG talks, it's usually more in my native language. It's because of, like, it's much easier for us to converse that way. I'll be honest. I know it ostracizes a big chunk of you out, but it's I don't expect everyone in that, you know, in that space to know how to not speak English, but continually just converse in English, because there will be times where the guest and I would just what they call this express ourselves in our native language. You can't force us not to do it, because there we will slip, and once we slip we can just roll down that hill. So I do apologize for that, but again, for the LLG team, thank you. I actually did a shoutcast to them one time. That it was a collaboration with someone over at Facebook Gaming. So yeah, next year, I'll tell you my plans for next year. I'll tell you the theme, quote unquote. It's much more gonna. It's should I say it's gonna be more about me? I think. Probably it's more about gonna be me. But anyways, to everyone who's listening, thank you so much who's stuck with me for the lack of content this year. I do apologize. I will do my best next year, and hopefully pump out more content for you, pump out the content that you enjoy, and please do keep supporting me. I love the support that I'm getting. Anyways, this is Thunder Locust 3. I need to prepare for work. See you all guys next year, 2023. And, I mean, 2022 sucks. Lot of dead artists. Lot of dead actors and actresses. And the Queen of England died this year. And so, 2023, you better not mess this up. Or you would be called worse than 2022. Hopefully not. Anyways, this is Thunder Locust 3, temporarily signing out.